Legion.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have with us this week the once and only Don Ecker of the original Dark Matters radio show. The once and only? I don't know. Don, what do you think?
I think you're probably onto something there, Gene.
I just hope it's not contagious.
Yes. Yes, my wife has actually this past week been contagious, but she's finally starting to snap around.
Well, that's good to hear.
Winter cold, you know.
Yes, we can't have any of that stuff where people are contagious. Before we get started with lots of interesting feedback on a number of subjects, did you get a chance to listen to the show that we did with Timothy Good?
No, I have not yet heard that, Gene.
It's been interesting. It's been a bit of a trip.
How so?
Well, you see, part of the issue is that with Timothy Good, I guess he tends to be forgiving in his standards for evidence. Is that putting it mildly?
That's certainly, I guess, possible. It seems to be an affliction that at times afflict longtime UFO paranormal researchers, in some cases.
Well, how would you define it? And why does it afflict UFO and paranormal researchers?
Looking at it strictly from the UFO paranormal standpoint, that after, 25, 30 years of beating one's head upon the wall, if for whatever reason you decide to continue with it, then I think some people begin to, I don't want to say get slipshod with it, but some people may, even if it's only subconsciously, think, why go to all the hassle, the bother, you know? But, you know, I as far as Tim Good is concerned, I go all the way back to the 80s with Good. His original book, Above Top Secret, I always thought was an excellent piece of work, with the exception of, and even then I guess perhaps he may have been a little guilty of it, although we all have at some point, but he allowed a real fraudster to slip in there, Guy Kirkwood, a.k.a. Mel Noel. And later, when his book was republished, it's my understanding he had some of those people removed. But, you know, originally, it's one of those things that can happen, Gene.
Okay, but it looks to me like he was accepting an awful lot of things. Like, for example, to him, George Adamski, the famous or infamous contactee from the 50s and 60s. The guy who was co-author of Flying Saucers Have Landed, he was the real deal. I almost thought, well, then he'd say that Billy Meyer is the real deal next.
Well, it's possible. But, you know, hey, I can only speak at the very bottom line for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. Those are not people that I personally would entertain. But on the other hand, I'm not Tim Good. So, you know, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
What about the theory here about hybrid aliens?
Oh.
That E.T. is evil, several races of grays, they're busy. What are they doing? They're busy going ahead and preparing us for a takeover?
Well, hybridizing docility into the gene pool.
Ah, yes. It hasn't worked very well, has it?
I don't know. It sure ain't working in the new country of southern Sudan.
Okay.
And elsewhere.
were you asking me for my thoughts on that?
It helps.
Okay. number one, if you're a researcher and if you're honest, I try to be honest. I can't say with any degree of certainty that even one race, much less multiple races, are here. I may suspect it. I may, over the years, have seen cases that suggest that. But the bottom line with me at this point is we're still talking about a heck of a lot of speculation. I can't go into a court of law, raise my hand, and swear to anything about that. So when it comes to tales of alien hybrids, once again, that's something that I personally have never seen any evidence of. I've heard a heck of a lot of testimony, and I've heard a lot of people that claim to have undergone those experiences. Now, did they undergo any experience? Well, once again, I don't know. But I can tell you that many of the people that I've interfaced with over the years were convinced they had undergone these experiences, these procedures. And even back in the early 90s, a missing fetus. I've talked to a number of people that have claimed that. Now, back in those days, we were working with a physician out here in Southern California, a Dr. Richard Neal. And I've told this story before on the Paracast. And Neal was one of those unusually rare scientists and doctors who was willing to look beyond what was on the surface. And he wanted to pursue this as far as possible. And he came to Vicki and I and asked if we would put him in touch with Mr. Bud Hopkins and Dr. Dave Jacobs, because they were the primary people within the UFO community that were working with abductees. And he wanted Hopkins and Dr. Jacobs to put him in touch with the people that they were working with, their clients, to secure the client's permission to go to their physicians and open up their medical files so Dr. Neal out here could look at them. And neither Dave Jacobs nor Bud Hopkins would assist him with that. So, you know, this is just another instance of where the entire UFO arena were running around chasing our own tails. And after all these years, and I've been now involved in this morass for over 25 years, I haven't seen a heck of a lot of improvement, guys.
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people who listened to the show were somewhat disappointed that Tim Good, personable gentleman, clearly has a lot of experience, but he just was too willing to accept a few things that didn't have a good basis for backup.
Well, you know, I'm coming from the background of being a police investigator. And to me, if you're working on one of these cases, evidence is the key, as much evidence as can be collected. So without a heck of a lot of evidence, once again, all we're left with are some wonderful stories, to say the very least, but nothing much beyond a story.
And I won't get into that controversy that David Jacobs had with one of his subjects from another country that caused a lot of internet flaming and flame wars. What can I say about those things? I mean, it's just crazy. We're not going to be crazy today. We're just going to be wacko or something of that nature. We have Don Ecker, and he is the host of the Dark Matters radio show. And we're going to talk about that show and that name and something curious with Dean and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we go on, Chris O'Brien, and return to Don Eckert, our session with Tim Good, were you pleased, disappointed, what?
Actually, Gene, I was a little disappointed. I really felt that, as Don pointed out, Tim's early work was very instrumental in many people's thinking who have been involved in studying this phenomenon for the past 25 years. I think his Beyond Top Secret, Above Top Secret tandem pairing of books were very influential in my thinking early on. But it seems as if he's purposefully kind of suspended his disbelief to a point where he's almost proud of it. And to me, that doesn't make for a good scenario where you're properly analyzing the evidence, as Don pointed out. And anecdotal stories are just that. They're anecdotal stories. I mean, show me the beef. Show me some physical evidence. Show me any sort of documentation that can support some of these fairly wild assertions. I was disappointed. I really think that Tim has taken the easy road. I think it's a little bit disingenuous to just say, well, that's what they told me. The guy seemed believable, so I'm going to believe him. That, to me, is kind of a lazy way out. And I know Don and myself and many others are much more prone to ask the tough questions, to dig a little deeper, to probe a little harder, and really attempt to the best of our ability to ascertain the truth. And you know, Tim's been at this for a long time, so perhaps he's really lost that sense of motivation and that sense of wonder that you need to really dig. I was a little disappointed. I met Tim many years ago. We flew around the San Luis Valley, as I mentioned on the show, with John Altshuler. Had a really scary experience. I've enjoyed his books, but again, I think it's intellectual laziness to take the easy road out and just say, hey, look, it's their opinions. I'm just reporting the facts. Sounds believable to me. I don't adhere to that style myself.
You know, we had him on several years ago with a previous co-host. I do not remember Tim Good seeming this accepting or gullible of different claims. It seemed that he was more centered in his viewpoints then. Maybe the questions we asked didn't take him in that direction. I don't know. But I did see a change. I was concerned about George Adamski, so much so because I've seen so much information that refuted what that guy said. And the photos are absurd. I don't know how anybody can accept those photos as being correct, being authentic. Especially the early ones where he's using GE light bulbs. I think somebody once said they could see the brand name on the base of the UFO.
Well, also the famous one with the three what look like half ping pong balls. You can actually see the glue squirting out from one of those half ping pong balls. I was really disappointed in him not probing a little deeper about Ray and Rex Stanford's experience of actually exposing Adamski's photo studio. I was surprised he didn't want to hear more about that. It's almost like, don't tell me something I don't want to hear, which I don't feel is the proper way to go about any sort of fact gathering, any sort of intelligence gathering. It doesn't make sense to me.
Nor does it make sense to me either. Oh, well, there you go. Let's move on. Don Eckert, you had kind of an interesting situation in 2013 when a famous radio talk show host, one of the pioneers in paranormal radio, he decides to come back and do a new show. And so he does. But of all the names that he could use, why did he pick a name that you are familiar with, Dark Matter? How could he not know? Now, let me give you a background here, something I haven't mentioned on the show before. I received a contact from Keith Rowland. That's Art Bell's webmaster. He's been mentioned quite heavily on his show over the years. He's worked with him for a number of occasions. And he doesn't live far from here. He's almost a neighbor. And he tells me that Art's going to have this new radio network, a streaming network, called Dark Matter. And maybe we'd like to get involved somehow. So I said, you know, I don't mind new deals, exploring new options for the show. But we've got a problem here, my friend. And that is the name Dark Matter. Is Art not aware that Don Ecker, who he's had on the radio show on some occasions, has a show that he's been doing for a number of years called Dark Matters? How did this come about? Now, he claims that Art didn't know. Maybe he's out of the loop or something. But I thought to myself, and Don, you could give me your reaction. I thought, if you're going to have a name for a product, a service, a show, whatever, wouldn't the first thing you do would be to look on Google to see if someone else is using the name? You know, just thinking about that. Number one, if you don't use Google, you use Bing. I can't understand it. Don?
I was, for quite a while, I knew that Art Bell was coming back. I mean, there had been a lot of beat on the internet. A lot of people were very excited by the prospect that Art Bell was coming back. A lot of people had missed Art Bell over the years, especially, and there's no getting around it, the dynamic show that Bell had back in the 90s, especially in light of what has since happened to Coast to Coast, the radio show today, under the present radio host, George Norrie. Now, Art was and still is, as far as I know, up on Facebook. So I had sent Art a private message about, 4 or 5 weeks or so prior to his launch in September. And I said, congratulations to you on bringing back your radio show and what have you. And I signed it. And as I often do, I put beneath my name, host Dark Matters Radio. Now, guys, I've been doing Dark Matters Radio since the year 2004. When I started DMR, I was on a satellite broadcasting system at the time, and my co-host with me then was Dwight Schultz. Now, after Dwight went his way and he was doing primarily political stuff, that political talk radio just kind of leaves me cold. But that was something that he was really into, and I respect that. I began doing DMR periodically. It wasn't on every week I might do a show every couple of weeks, and that was with another producer. And it wasn't until January of 2010 that I began doing DMR 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday.
We'll get into more of the history of Dark Matters Radio and the conflict with Art Bell and more. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First game. Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
So we have Dark Matter from Art Bell, Dark Matters Radio from Don Ecker. Don's here with our year-end wrap-up to try to explain what happened next, Don.
Yeah, so I began broadcasting five nights a week on CyberStation USA back in January of 2010. And on Friday nights, because he was usually available and free, my good friend and co-host on Friday night, Richard Saraday, came on. So when Art was coming back to the air and I saw the name that he was using, I thought, well, you know, that's pretty odd. So I wrote him again, and I never did hear a word from Art Bell about it. Not so much as thanks for your congratulatory note or anything. So I thought, well, I'll just wait and see what's going to develop out of this. Now, when I saw his first week of guests when he launched, I had a feeling at that time that if that was the quality of guest that he was bringing on the show, that it would not last. Now, I knew nothing at the time about any other discussions that Art was having with Sirius Radio. As it turned out, he broadcast for, what, 4 or 5 weeks, and the show was canceled. Now, whether Sirius decided to cancel it or Art decided to cancel it, it's not even germane to the discussion. But the fact that that he did that, and if you put Dark Matters Radio or Dark Matters into any of the search engines, my face and show jump up all over the place. So, you know, it's just beyond the pale to believe that Art Bell was not aware or privy of it. I mean, Bell has known me for over 20 years. So, you know, I'm kind of flabbergasted by it. I've had people come to me and say, well, are you going to sue them or, you know, this kind of, my God, no. What would that do except, you know, deplete my depleted wallet already? So, you know, cream rises to the top, and so do other things rise to the top. And, you know, I'm just content to wait and see what he does with it, if anything.
Well, right now, look, we conveyed the message in different ways. I conveyed it to his webmaster. You conveyed it to him. I don't know what he thinks he was doing. I can't imagine he want to steal your thunder or something. I just think maybe he didn't consider the consequences and didn't pay attention. Maybe he just wasn't paying attention. Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe that's part of the problem with his new show, that he brought on these people who, I guess, were sensational or interesting back in the 90s, brings them back
people
on
like
the show.
Jonathan Reed, okay. Now, there was a fraud from practically day one, and anybody that even gave a cursory look at that case recognized that it was fraudulent. I mean, just the story that he himself relayed on Bell's show on Coast to Coast. Chris, I'm sure you remember that, right?
Oh, how could I forget? I mean, it was one of the most ludicrous examples of sensationalism and just talk about suspension of disbelief. I mean, my God, everything about that case just, it really ticked me off, actually, when the whole thing broke. And I couldn't believe the guy is still today being taken seriously. It baffles me.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing in the UFO field, which always bothers me, is that you expose somebody. It's like George Adamski was exposed by Jim Moseley in the special Adamski expose issue back in, what, 1957. It doesn't matter. But that's also true in all sorts of persuasions. You expose some kind of politician is lying. You confirm he's lying. You confirm he probably knew he was lying, but it doesn't make a difference.
Well, another case in point, and this was also an investigation that I've talked about on the Paracast before. I had mentioned Tim Good in his book Above Top Secret, featuring a guy that in the book was going by the name of Mel Noel.
Yes.
Guy Kirkwood is his name, or the name that he was using the last time I saw him. And prior to that, he was using another name, Noel Bryce Cornwall. Now, this was a guy that had billed himself to Good and actually had a shtick going back to the 60s that he had been an Air Force interceptor pilot that was flying out of a top secret base back in 54 or thereabouts, chasing and photographing UFOs. You know, Good gave him several pages in Above Top Secret talking about that. Well, I met the guy back about 1990 or 91, and I was interested because I didn't know anything about him at the time. I was interested in possibly doing a feature on that, if it were true, in the pages of UFO Magazine. So what I told this guy was basically, look, I'm very interested in writing about this. Would you be interested? Oh, yes, yes. I said, great. Now, look, all I'm going to need is to see a copy of your DD-214. In other words, his military discharge papers. Oh, okay, Don, I'll get those. Well, I never heard from the guy for over a year. And then one of those weekly shows was coming out. It might have been, well, God, there were so many of them back in the early 90s. But he was featured on this weekly show that dealt with UFOs and investigations and what have you in the company of Linda Moulton Howe, who, from what I understand, had taken him to this show. Suddenly the floodgates literally broke and everybody was talking about this show and this guy. And I started doing a little research on him, and I found out that not only had he been exposed back in the 60s, but we all remember Bob Dornan, B-1 bomber Bob Dornan, the congressman from Southern California, who actually had been an Air Force interceptor pilot. And I met his brother, Don Dornan, who back in the 60s and 70s had been a staff member of Look magazine, or Life magazine, one of them, had been a photographer, among other things, and had gone down and did an entire investigation on Guy Kirkwood, along with the connection of another guy who was in Mexico at the time, also running a UFO scam. So I did this complete investigation, an expose on Kirkwood in the pages of UFO magazine back in 92. And to make a long story short, for quite a while, because he was really once again becoming very visible, a lot of people saw that. Now, about 2 years later, somebody called me up at the magazine and said, "Don, did you see who they're bringing in? The L.A. MUFON group to speak, not only in L.A., but also down in Orange County." And I said, "No, who?" Guy Kirkwood, the guy that I had exposed and that others had exposed. Now, MUFON has always billed itself as being a scientific geared organization, looking at the science and the facts. So at the time, the guy in charge of MUFON in L.A., and he's no longer in California, he moved, I believe, to Florida, was a fellow by the name of Don Waldrop. So I called Don up.
And we're going to find out what you learned during that conversation. With Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris for a year-ender, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Florida phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Don Ecker with the year-ender, making a key phone call in his search for a hoaxer, and you found out, Don Ecker?
So I had called Don Waldrop, who at the time was running the L.A. MUFON group, and they every month they would bring in speakers and it was actually quite a going concern. And I got a hold of him and I said, Don, I can't believe that you're bringing in Guy Kirkwood. I said, this guy has been exposed as a fraudulent hoaxer, not only by myself, but by others. And I mentioned it to him. And quite frankly, the bottom line was he wasn't interested. They were interested in filling speakers for their organization. His comeback was, well, we'll have the guy speak. The audience can make up their own mind. Now, to me, that's pure pap if, in fact, you're billing yourself as a scientifically geared and oriented organization. So they brought in known hoaxers and fraudsters. Now, with that kind of a mindset, the bottom line is that UFOs and other paranormal topics will never be taken seriously by anybody that matters because of that totally slipshod approach.
All right, this gets to be the same thing all over again about the proven hoaxer is never exposed. You know, I'm going to mention one other guy that has been shown to be a hoaxer, and I was in touch with people who never heard of any of this. Of course, we're talking about Sean David Morton, a guy who was making up all sorts of stories and then was providing investment advice and finally was sued by the government for millions of dollars for fraud. And I was talking to somebody who does another radio show. And we became friendly, and I was talking shop with them. And they mentioned the guest they had, and they said, Sean David Morton. And I said, what? You're not aware of this background? No. You're not aware of UFOWatchdog.com and Royce Myers running all those exposés? So they weren't aware. It's like you do all this work. People in this field are exposed as hucksters, hoaxers. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, the bottom line is that if you really boil it down, and this is my opinion, if you really boil it down, the people that actually care about the truth, care about facts, care about evidence, compared to the overall group that claim that they're interested in this, the percentage is very small.
I want to believe, Don. I want to believe. I don't care about the facts.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. Just like that poster that was on Agent Fox Mulder's FBI office wall, I want to believe. And I've encountered that for 25 years, practically every time I've talked to people. You know, I talk to somebody. So, you know, what are you going to do? Well, you can only do the best that you personally can do and let the chips fall where they fall.
What always happens here is the fact that you expose these people and they kind of slink away in the darkness. And they disappear for a year or two.
You only to rise again like Dracula. And
yes.
Don or you or somebody.
The stake in the heart. You show how they're fake. I'm kind of thinking like someone like a Phil Imbrogno. And I don't know whether he's tried to come back or not. But we show that his educational credentials were fake. He was exposed by Lance Moody, one of our friendly skeptics, by people in our forums. It was shown that his claim of going to MIT was basically fraudulent.
Well, and Don also exposed his service record. I mean, the guy's like, you know, claiming he you know, served his country honorably in a particular capacity. And, you know, all Don had to do was make a couple of phone calls and just totally blew that out of the water.
Well, yeah, even as far as I was concerned, even more egregious than his fraudulent academic credentials were his fraudulent military credentials. And that offended me and any other veteran that served in Southeast Asia during the war, to the max. So that guy, you know, is at the bottom of the heap as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think it all boils down to the fact that there are so many people out here interested in these phenomenal subjects that are, they're so attached to some sort of preconceived concept that they feel rings true for them, and they get blinders on. And when you have like Linda Moulton Howe promoting Guy Kirkwood and Art Bell bringing back Jonathan Reed and Sean David Morton showing up as the master of ceremonies at conferences after being brought up on charges by the SEC. And to me, it's really disheartening. If we are ever going to be taken seriously by academia, by the scientific community, we have to self-police and self-regulate somehow, on some level, these people that don't deserve, even a second's notice. And it's so frustrating for me. And I know, Don, I'm speaking for you and Gene. You know, there's no litmus test for credibility. For you know, a level of gravitas that needs to be there for us to be accepted as anything but a pseudoscience. I mean, all I do is aspire to proto-science, and I can't get over the pseudoscience tag. And it's really frustrating.
Well, you look over the years at some of the very serious researchers that have been out there that ultimately met their end, probably no more cognizant of what's actually going on than the three of us are today. People like, well, of course, I always mention Kehoe, but others like Ivan Sanderson.
Yeah, James McDonald.
Glenn Stringfield, McDonald, Dick Hall, you know, John Keel, for God's sake. And at least Keel was always, you know, sharp enough to basically let people know, and I know he did to me personally, that he didn't have a clue what the hell was going on. So, you know, there are a lot of people that have attached their coattails to this thing with, I think, simply the objective of writing this just to see where it goes, and could care less about the journey. And unfortunately, that's something that ends up painting all of us with very broad brush strokes.
Yeah. Well, it's the hucksters. It's the people that get on board, you know, the latest bandwagon or personality or claim, and then, you know, take it into the big tent and start, you know, grabbing the bullhorn and start screaming about how this is the next greatest case that we all should be paying attention to without doing the legwork, without, you know, background checking these people, without, you know, following up on claims and getting corroborating evidence and just using standard basic journalistic protocols. I mean, come on. If 2014 is going to be another example of how all these decades and years have unfolded in terms of people not doing their homework and touting questionable claims, I may be forced into retirement. I have busted my tailbone here with this new project that I'm about ready to unleash on the world. And, I really am at a point where I am getting so fed up with the BS that's out in this field and the way the culture and the media and people's, you know, sense of that Fox Mulder poster that they want to believe so stridently that they will abdicate responsibility for any sort of intellectual honesty and just buy into the next greatest thing. I mean, we have got to nip this vicious cycle somehow at the bud.
Before we get Bud on the show and he disputes what Chris just said. That's a bad pun. It's a bad pun. We have Don Ecker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.